This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Hour number two. This is Rich Sheban broadcasting live from Montana with Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, before the break, at the end of the first hour, I was asking you a question about tuberculosis, TB, therapy protocol, consequences, death rates. What do you have to say about that because of all the concern with all the illegal immigrants coming over the border?
Well, I consider it a scandal, and the people responsible for it should be shot in public square. But other than that, that's my opinion.
So regarding the people who are coming in with TB, how dangerous is this to the American people? What therapy should they be using? And what, in your opinion, what do you think is the death rate for somebody who gets, who acquires and is diagnosed with TB? And what kind of prognosis do they have?
I don't think we have any idea today because, you know, it hasn't been, I mean, it's been over a generation since we had to worry about tuberculosis. There is a vaccine that might still be effective, but I don't know if it is against the modern tuberculosis. And I just don't think we should allow any undocumented people into the country, period.
Well, most people, in fact, the great, great majority of people agree with you. Unfortunately, when our system has turned so corrupt and manipulative, even the rule of law doesn't even carry any water anymore. It's a real shame. Dr. Shealy, regarding, I'm looking at an article here, and basically it says that cancer-causing chemicals are detected in 78 sunscreens. 78. So my question to you is, regarding the vitamin D you get from the sun, especially since today so many people are more indoor-oriented, more lethargic, what do you recommend these sunscreen in general to even be worth it when people aren't getting enough vitamin D?
I don't know that I've ever used sunscreen, but I don't. And I don't get sunburned either, by the way. I take astaxanthin, which prevents me from getting sunburned, and I take vitamin D3, which protects my immune system. I don't believe in sunscreen. I think it's poison.
I agree. Dr. Shealy, a lot of people today, because of lifestyle, obesity, lack of nutrition in our foods, et cetera, are seeing type 2 diabetes. What percentage of people, if they change their lifestyle, could reverse their type 2 diabetes?
90%+ easily if they avoid wheat, rice, potatoes, and sugar, and they start moving.
Yeah. You know, it's a shame what's happened to insulin prices since Joe Biden was selected. As you know, insulin prices have gone up dramatically compared to what Donald Trump did for the people. And it's just a real shame that so many people who have diabetes are paying through the nose for it right now. But that's good that whatever do you tell people besides the advice you just shared regarding diet and exercise, is there any website or protocol people could go to get that in writing so they can create a regimen to get themselves off of insulin?
Well, they, you know, in an adult type 2 diabetic, you almost never need insulin. And I always use herbs like gymnema, fenugreek, and berberine. They work extremely well and are much, much safer than drugs.
Good to know. Dr. Shealy, a lot of physicians, at least back in the day, I don't know what they do these days, but they used to look at skin, nails, for certain overall health reasons. What can the average layperson look at regarding their skin and nails to discover any issues or problems that they may have?
I don't know. That's a big one. You know, I'm not sure that the average person can make a diagnosis of by looking at the skin or the nails. I mean, I have been doing it for 65 years, and I think I'm fairly good at knowing when I need to be worried about it, but I don't think the average person would know what to look for.
Okay. Well, speaking of skin, what about things like eczema, psoriasis?
Well, these are immune disorders. The immune system ultimately controls everything in the body to a greater or lesser extent. And if you have a disturbed immune system, you get problems. It's that simple. Now, psoriasis is an autoimmune disease, which is worse than a regular immune disease.
And what would some of those autoimmune diseases be, Dr. Shealy?
Well, rheumatoid arthritis is the best known one, and lupus erythematosus is one of the others, but there are almost an unlimited number of variations on a theme, and you need to measure the high sensitivity C-reactive protein to find out how serious the inflammation is.
You know, Dr. Shealy, a lot of people blame their so-called disorders on the genes that they inherit. What percentage do you think is lifestyle, malnutrition, behavioral versus genes?
98%.
You hear that, folks? It's unbelievable the excuses I hear, Dr. Shealy. Well, my mom's this way. My dad's this way. You're usually relating to obesity or whatever. And Dr. Shealy just said that 98% of you can change your outcome and your outlook by nutrition, diet, exercise. Did I say that correctly, Dr. Shealy?
Common sense.
Yeah, it seems to be fleeting in America today. Regarding, you know, and the reason why I'm rapid firing through a lot of this is a lot of people contact me, and I have a lot of conversations with a lot of people. Some well-read, some not. And there's a lot of concern, especially with what we talked about regarding the vaccines and the depopulation events happening. I mean, my God, there's a leak, whistleblowers from the CDC claiming over 50,000 deaths from the vaccine. Even VAERS and CDC admits to over 7,000 and close to 500,000 with debilitating adverse events. I mean, how the heck, Dr. Shealy, are people going to trust the medical system? I've given articles where hospitals were literally diagnosing everybody with COVID so they could get the money. I mean, I've mentioned articles, Dr. Shealy, where they were forcing vents down people and killing them to get more money. How is the average layperson going to trust the medical establishment?
I wrote a book called Third Party Rape many years ago. the insurance mafia is just as bad and the hospitals are just as evil.
Wow. Dr. Shealy, I know you've talked about glaucoma, cataracts. What can people do for home remedies to try to alleviate these this type of diagnosis, or at least put it off in time, if you will? What do you have any recommendations on that?
Well, with glaucoma, I do not. There, I think you do have to go to a medical treatment. But for preventing, for early cataracts, if you'll put one drop of United States Pharmacopeia castor oil in each eye once a day, you can reverse cataracts over 99% of the time.
You hear that, folks? Can you repeat that that recommendation one more time, Dr. Shealy?
United States Pharmacopeia USP castor oil, one drop in each eye every day. May take 6 months or more, but who cares? It's a lot safer than a surgery.
Okay. Hopefully people are writing it down. Dr. Shealy, I talk, regarding the masks and its lack of efficacy and safety, and it's basically causing a lot of problems from hypoxia, hypercapnia. I've mentioned a long, long list on the air several times of the psychological and physiological disorders. But one of the big things is not just bacterial pneumonia, but the disease of and the bacteria on the gums and what it does, and its association to heart attacks and strokes. I know you're not a dentist, but do you have any information to share about that?
There's no question about it. Wearing a mask is dangerous to your health, period. It's that simple.
You know, there's so many people listening right now around the world, Dr. Shealy, that are shaking their head and they're thinking, how can we trust today's governments?
Don't trust anything the government says. They lie up the gazoo.
Very sad. Now, regarding things like bladder, kidney stones, I mean, is there another home remedy that can be done, or do you have to go to the hospital to get that taken care of?
Well, you can prevent it rather than treat it. The best way to prevent it is be sure that you get adequate vitamin B6. If you take even over 100 milligrams of vitamin C a day, you need to increase your B6 intake to prevent calcium oxalate, the most common kidney stone. And if you don't do that, you can get kidney stones, and that's going to require conventional therapy. But you can absolutely prevent it if you take at least 100 milligrams of B6.
Now, could you just take a vitamin B complex?
It's okay, but be sure it's got adequate B6. Because the B complex isn't always the same.
Okay. Now, regarding urinary tract infections, Dr. Shealy, real quick, is there anything, home remedy that you could use, or is it an antibiotic for sure?
D-mannose, 95% of all bacterial infections are E. coli, and that can be treated adequately with D-mannose.
All right, Dr. Shealy. We'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy after the break, folks. We appreciate you being here.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban with Dr. Norm Shealy, and I'm sitting in for Vince today. And, of course, I'm going to go back to addressing Fauci's misinformation BS, where he talks about the meme of ignoring the science and trust the propaganda. Actually, he doesn't say that. We are saying that as a people. And how can we trust them? Here's an article, published article, in the public domain. Quote, doctors say mRNA vaccines will kill most people. This is a quote. Through heart failure, 62% of vaccinated people already show microscopic blood clots. And Dr. Shealy, I hope you're sitting down for this, because the next article says how CDC director lies to America, announcing that the pandemic is for the unvaccinated. So they're scaring people with porn fear using the term pandemic, when I have mentioned I don't know how many articles over the months that shows that the vaccinated, just like the past article I just mentioned a few moments ago, is being accountable for the spread of this so-called COVID and death, as we've mentioned so many times. Dr. Shealy, your comment.
Well, you made a slight mistake. You called it BS. I think that's an insult to the bull. I call it whale.
That's right. It is real. And it's just amazing to me. Over months I've given so many of these articles. And I mean, this doctor is from Canada. His name is Dr. Charles Hoff. And, you know, up in land of, Trudeau land, where it's the Canadians are calling him Trudeau. You know, it takes a lot of guts, you know, and this is part of the suppression and the censorship done by big tech. People, look at the package inserts. It shows nothing. You cannot, how can anybody trust this when we've given articles that show the Delta variant is 99.9% survivable rate? I mean, this is when we have millions of illegal aliens come across the border, unvetted, untested for all diseases, but yet this is such a concern that everyone needs to get the vaccine. With all so many neurological disorders, cardiovascular disorders, autoimmune disorders, I mean, my gosh. It goes on and on and on. Dr. Sheely, I'm just flabbergasted how we are allowing this to occur. How is Fauci, I know I'm being redundant with this, how is Fauci walking free? My gosh, is everybody bought and paid for or blackmailed in the system, especially
yep.
big corporations and big government?
I think almost all. I wouldn't trust anybody once they become a politician. I don't trust them. Period.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Sheely, going back to picking your brain here, because a lot of people are going to fear the medical establishment, what is your opinion on midwives, on having births at home and having a lesser qualified, and I don't even know if that's an appropriate term to use for midwives, but having somebody who has experience over a medical degree to give birth, and what are the odds of a complication occurring? What's your opinion on that?
Well, to be quite honest, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the statistics on using a midwife versus an obstetrician. I have to say all three of my children were born in a hospital, and I was there, and I screamed for the OB to come because I didn't want to deliver my own child. I would prefer to do that one in a hospital.
Can physicians even – I know physicians can't do surgeries on their own loved ones, especially trauma, but can physicians legally give birth in a hospital to their own children today?
I don't know. I would think that would not be – it would not be proper. It would be considered, you know, unethical.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of birth, Dr. Sheely, I've given so much information of miscarriages of women who have taken the vaccine and lost their child. If there's a child that survives that, what kind of complications would they be seeing in life? And you can answer that after this break, Dr. Sheely. We'll be right back, folks. Dr. Norm Sheely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three people died of suspected acute carbon monoxide poisoning and two others were hospitalized Saturday after being found at the Faster Horses Country Music Festival in Brooklyn, Michigan. Police are investigating a generator that was located near the travel trailer. Brooklyn, Michigan is about 80 miles west of Detroit. Some Texas lawmakers that ran away from their job because of legislation they didn't like have now contracted the coronavirus after fleeing to Washington, D.C. Dan Naraki explains.
Two more Democratic members of the Texas House have tested positive for COVID-19. That brings the total number of cases up to 5 among the group of lawmakers who left Texas last week in order to stop a vote on a controversial election reform bill. The Texas House Democratic Caucus said in a statement that the two members who tested positive were fully vaccinated and that all 5 are either asymptomatic or experiencing mild symptoms. The group had received backlash for a photo of them on a private jet to Washington, D.C., where no one aboard the plane was wearing a mask. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The 5th Austrian World Summit, one of the biggest environmental and climate summits in the world, was all about healthy planet, healthy people. The conference earlier this month also discussed America's re-entry into the Paris Agreement. Former Hollywood A-lister and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke about terminating pollution and that climate change is not the doom and gloom activists are trying to sell the world.
I hear environmentalists talking about the existential threat of climate change. The existential threat. We are going to be eliminated. And what does the public hear? The icebergs are melting, the rainforests are burning, the coral reefs are dying, the polar bears are starving, our cities will be flooded, and our farms will dry up, and our coastlines will be wiped out. And there will be famine and starvation, and people will be fleeing the heat and the rising water, and there will be wars. And by the way, don't use fossil fuels. Don't use plastic. Don't eat meat. Is it any wonder that people are confused and tuned out? This movie doesn't have a storyline except constant alarm, which cannot be sustained.
Every speaker brought a climate story, ranging from politics, business, finance, science, activism, and innovation, encouraging positive communication. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vince Finelli today, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, before the break, I posed a question to you regarding all the miscarriages that we've mentioned on the air from women who have taken this vaccine. Very high amount. What my question to you is, what are the complications or prognosis if a baby survives after birth and the mother has taken a vaccine? What are you expecting?
I suspect all kinds of serious brain damage, if nothing else. would say they'd be better if they never had the vaccine, of course. But I don't trust the vaccines, and in no circumstance would I allow it, especially during pregnancy.
And going back to Dr. Fauci's ignore the science, trust the propaganda meme, when he talks about misinformation. Again, another published article in the public domain. This is sounding like a game show here, Dr. Shuey. And this particular article is vaccines have zero evidence of efficacy or safety, but the World Health Organization blasts ivermectin for not having enough evidence when there's so many studies that have come out about ivermectin and HCQ in lieu of the vaccine. And there's another article, Biden administration preparing for forced injections. That means they're preparing to come out to your house, to everybody's house, and forcing vaccinations, which is against the Hippocratic Oath. It's against HIPAA regulations. It's against the Nuremberg Code. Would you like to comment on anything I just said here, Dr. Shuey?
Evil. Nothing else one could say but evil, evil personified.
I mean, this is about as illegal as you can get. I mean, you talk about no accountability, not just from big pharma, big corporations, big government. We are literally in a third world, banana republic, tyrannical, communist, authoritarian, fascist, dictatorship, insurrection happening live time. But it's okay to trust the fake PCR test where they can change the unit of measure at a whim to get the diagnosis that they want for their narrative. Now, regarding vaccines, Dr. Shuey, when Fauci talks about taking all these vaccines, and you mentioned it, and it might be kind of a redundant question to you because you made it very clear how you don't trust them in pretty much all or most circumstances. When a parent takes a child to a pediatrician early in life, what should the parents say, and should they allow a few vaccines, or could all of them at this point in time be tainted, Dr. Shuey?
Well, I think all of them probably are tainted. And once upon a time when it was just DPT and maybe smallpox, it was okay. But today, by the time you get to kindergarten, you've had 50 or more vaccines, and I think that's stupid and dangerous.
Well, yeah, it's just like one of the articles that I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, where the Pfizer vaccine, 99% of it's graphene oxide. I mean, do you remember lead pencils? Wasn't that graphite?
Chew your lead.
Wow. And remember the expert, I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have the article in front of me at the moment, but he was saying that the only reason you'd put that in anything is to murder people. That's pretty disturbing. As far as ear infections, removing earwax, things of that nature, Dr. Shuey, do you recommend people trying to do this stuff at home, or do they need to go to an otolaryngologist to get this done?
Well, if you do it on a regular basis, I think you can get one of the simple little blue rubber ear syringes and very gently irrigate your ears with warm water at home.
Okay. When parents see their child getting things like chickenpox or measles or mumps or things of that nature, do you recommend going to a physician at this point in time, or do you think things are getting to the point where going to a physician is going to be more dangerous or the risk outweighs the benefits, Dr. Shuey?
It varies. It depends on the degree of illness. I actually had measles when I was about 5 or 6 years of age. My sister had a much worse case, and we were quarantined at home for 2 or 3 weeks. But I survived it without. That was before vaccines even existed for measles, and I've never had a vaccine for it in my life.
Now, Dr. Shuey, chickenpox is one of the herpes zoster type of diseases where you can get shingles and things like that. What percentage of people in their life, if they live a normal lifespan, are expected to get shingles because they've had chickenpox?
Well, about 2 out of 3. 2/3.
And is there any home remedy, topical, anything? So what would you recommend if they had shingles?
Well, obviously, if they find a holistic physician, intravenous vitamin C.
Would that be as effective as valacyclovir?
Well, I would prefer it, personally.
You know, I think it's good. How hard is it to find a physician who does vitamin C intravenous today?
About 1 out of 100.
Is it possible? Why? I mean, if these, I bet a lot of physicians are in fear about having that knowledge and being published. I mean, how would the average Joe find out where to go for these people?
If they don't advertise a holistic physician, they're not.
Okay. So
integrative
sucks.
The word integrative is nonsense and fake most of the time.
Okay. Now, regarding insomnia, you know, a lot of people, especially with the anxiety and the depression today and everything that's going on, what do you recommend for people to take regarding insomnia? I've harvested some plants called skullcap that I've made a tincture of, and I've used that before. There's a few home remedies. Do you recommend anything besides a regular sleep or anxiety pill for that, Dr. Shuey?
Well, taurine, the amino acid L-taurine, 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams of that may help. If that doesn't help, I recommend melatonin, mostly timed-release melatonin for an adult starting probably with 5 milligrams.
Okay. Dr. Shuey, heart problems are a big problem, especially with people who have taken the vaccine, as you know, with the articles that we've mentioned today, never mind that I've mentioned over the past several months, and many, many, many physicians who have done the same. What do people look for where there might be heart issues, and when should they go see a physician? Could it be a little thing like tachycardia? Is it pain in the chest? Is it left arm pain? Is it jawbone pain? What's the line when people can say, okay, I can't whip this myself by losing weight and exercise? When does that person go to see a cardiovascular specialist, a cardiologist, or even their own general practitioner, Dr. Shuey?
Well, if they have a good lifestyle, if they're not overweight, if they don't smoke, and if they know that they can keep their cholesterol down with TMG and lecithin, and they use magnesium lotion instead of magnesium by mouth, the chances are not are very, very low that you need to worry about a cardiologist. Now, of course, I've threatened for the last 50 years to have Do Not Open tattooed on my chest, because also I would not have bypass surgery.
Now, your magnesium lotion, are you suggesting that people take that as a prophylaxis?
Yes, 80% of Americans are deficient in magnesium. It's not very well absorbed through the mouth. It's exquisitely safe on the skin.
So the metabolism for the lotion, this might be the exception to the rule, because usually mostly PO medication and systemic absorption will be greater for metabolism than most topicals. So you're saying that magnesium lotion as a topical offers better metabolism than taking it PO?
Infinitely better.
Is there any particular brand, Dr. Shealy, that you recommend people do?
I discovered it. I created it. Shealy Soren Magnesium Lotion.
Can you say that one more time, please?
Shealy Soren, S-O-R-I-N, Magnesium Lotion. We actually have a patent on the process. I created it, and I don't trust anybody's except mine.
And would
and
you
I
please,
use it every day of my life.
Would you please give us your website, Dr. Shealy?
RealHolisticDoc.com, RealHolisticDoc.com.
Okay, one more time, please.
RealHolisticDoc.com.
DocDoc?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to get some myself. All right, Dr. Shealy. Since we're talking about cardiovascular complications, regarding stroke, if somebody at home has a stroke, I've read that they have a certain amount of time to get therapy before the prognosis goes really south, assuming it doesn't kill them on the first side effects that they receive. What do you recommend people do when they get a stroke, and how can the average Joe know it is a stroke and not a heart attack?
Well, it obviously depends on the degree. You can have a very minor problem and not be able to tell. But if you're having trouble with speech or movement of your arm or leg, it's almost certainly a stroke. It's more likely than a heart attack to cause that kind of problem.
And what should a person do if they're in a home with a loved one? Is it call 911, or is there something else that they could do to alleviate maybe pain or give them a better chance of survival?
There is a place for emergency room.
And what do you mean by that?
I take the person into the emergency room of the hospital.
Oh, emergency, okay. I hear you. I couldn't hear you real well over the music. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
It's gonna be sliding. When are today's hot? Why today? God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is our last segment of the broadcast, and we really appreciate you being here. Dr. Shealy, I want to share one more article with you before I go back into picking your brain about other disease states. And there's another article that just came out that says that there's more COVID vaccination deaths 2 weeks in a row now. And this is according to the CDC and VAERS data. And, of course, we know that's all skewed because we've given much evidence that there is, with especially with the whistleblowers out of the CDC admitting to 50,000-plus deaths in America from the vaccine. Dr. Shealy, my question to you is more of an administrative one. Obviously, we all know what's going on here, and it's not a conspiracy theory. It's proven. Is there anybody in the medical industry, is there some type of avenue that the people could go to in order to eliminate this death protocol on the people, not just in America, but around the world, Dr. Shealy?
None that I know of. We are all swine in the opinion of the medical profession.
Wow, that's really, really quite disturbing. Okay, regarding Dr. Shealy, if you're a family, you're a parent in a home, and you want to examine a sick person, whether it be a child, anybody, what is the best way to examine somebody? Do you check their temperature? Do you check their breathing, their heart rate? I mean, what's the best protocol for somebody? Do you examine the abdomen? I mean, what do you do for the best conclusive examination if you had to do it by in your home?
Well, obviously the temperature, you know, when a fever, especially when it gets above 101 or 2, is among the most worrisome. A pulse that gets above 100 is equally worrisome. In general, unless there's a lot of pain, I don't think the parent would do much examination. But you look at consciousness, how alert are they, how conscious and, you know, responsible are they to answer questions. If it gets bad enough, then you go to the emergency room. There is a place for acute medicine.
Dr. Shealy, going back to the magnesium lotion and your website, realholisticdoc.com, what kind of dose, if you will, do you recommend regarding
average adult, 2 teaspoons twice a day on the skin?
Like on your arms or on your torso?
I put it on my buttocks because then you could pull up your undershorts, would hug the body, you don't have to wait for it to dry. That's what I've done for 20 years.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting. Okay. Regarding, I know we're running out of seconds here, Dr. Shealy. I'm going to just go to a morbid question here. Regarding dangerous illnesses in general, what should people at home look for in their loved ones regarding what could be a really bad red flag, whether it be contagious or, you know, create death?
Well, I'm actually a high fever, of course, above 103 especially, and loss of consciousness or confusion. Those are the two big ones.
Those are the two big ones for mortality or just other disease states?
Well, other disease states. I mean, there's all kinds of diseases and indications of disease, and one's ability to carry on a logical conversation is among the most important things.
Mm-hmm. I asked you a lot of questions about medicines today, Dr. Shealy, in between other stuff. What medicines do you feel is safe to consume, whether it be topical, PO, intravenous, it doesn't matter. What medicines out there today are actually safe under the circumstances we're dealing with?
Well, personally, I don't recommend much of anything except intravenous vitamin C. Now, I do have to admit that I have given a few prescriptions to people who want it for the standard alternative, but I don't personally recommend it and would not take it.
Do you know any physician in Montana that would give intravenous vitamin C? And when you say intravenous, this is sub-Q?
No, it's IV, into the vein.
Oh,
in the country.
Do you know anybody in Montana who does that, Dr. Shealy?
I do not. I would have to look and see if I can find anybody who listens to us as being holistic.
Okay. If you hear of anything, let me know, and I'll tell our listeners.
Good.
For the purpose here in Montana. Dr. Shealy, as always, it's an honor to speak with you. Thank you for your candidness, your great information, your experience. The world appreciates you very much. You have a great day, Dr. Shealy.
Wonderful. Have a good week. That's it.
Thank you, sir. Okay, folks, I will be back on air tomorrow. You guys have a great Monday. Have a good day.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.